Well, as we buckle up for another week of the global pandemic, some of us may be experiencing the monotony and agony of not being able to go outside. What about those who live outside? People who are facing homelessness need to protect themselves too. And what is the government doing to help our most underprivileged people? Bageshri Saviasachi has the story.
As New South Wales tries to curb the spread of COVID-19, the safety of the state's homeless community is still at high risk. With an unanticipated increase in unemployment, more people are at the risk of not being able to pay rent and losing their homes. And those who are already rough sleepers would need accelerated housing security to protect themselves, especially now. Gareth Ward, Minister for Families, Communities and Disability Services, made a statement saying that the government has pledged $14.3 million to increase the supply and flexibility of temporary accommodation available for people who are homeless or at the risk of homelessness. Ryan Park, Shadow Minister for Housing and Homelessness, does not think that this will be enough to sustain the community through the upcoming wave of economic uncertainty.
Yeah, well, we know that this crisis is not only just a health crisis, it's an economic crisis, and we know that there's going to be a lot more people who will need support going forward. I hope that's not the first and last of the payments. What we do need is ongoing support and assistance, particularly as we see every day more and more people without employment and more people looking to access government support.
The Shadow Minister also expresses the urgent need for people who are homeless to have access to testing to be able to control exposure to the virus within the vulnerable community.
Support needs to be provided directly to the homeless services so they can do a lot more outreach, which is directly going to where many homeless people are within a particular community and making sure that there's an opportunity to A, look after them and house them more appropriately, and also to get them tested if they're developing or showing signs of that, because we do know the virus is likely to spread a lot faster in people where they are struggling to put a roof over their head and they're living in cramped conditions or outside on the street.
Pam Barker, CEO of Y Foundations, the peak body representing homelessness among youth in New South Wales, says that even though temporary housing is easier to access now, the sector still faces a plethora of problems like poor planning and inadequate resources that might be further complicated by the pandemic.
We're all facing this crisis and it's unfolding day to day, and what we need now changes tomorrow. So it's very hard for us. It's really coordinating the whole sector like it's never been coordinated before. And unfortunately, the sector's already incredibly under-resourced. And the biggest fear we have moving forward is already we've seen aggressive rates of homelessness increasing on our streets. And so what we will find is this is just beginning. It's week two of the pandemic. The rates of unemployment have skyrocketed. A lot of young people have lost their jobs, have been stood down. We'll soon face things like rental distress, which means there will be an influx of young people homeless.
According to Pam, the government must respond quicker to the sector's needs. She says that the sector has always been underperforming and urges the government to allocate more funds to the housing and homelessness sector to be able to prepare it for the imminent flood of people who will require its services.
The issue is we're actually responding to what the sector needed prior to the pandemic in order to support what's currently there. The sector is not ready for the influx that will happen. So therefore, we really need in the future ongoing funding injected into the homelessness sector so it can be funded properly for once. It hasn't been funded in a way that allows service delivery to meet the needs and the demand that was there before. With the increase, we need it to meet the future demand, and we'll start lobbying for it in the next coming weeks, because we know what is in store. We've seen the impacts of COVID to date. Who knows how bad it's going to be in the coming months?
Pam Barker, CEO of Y Foundations, ending that report by Bageshri Saviasachi.